while the mistress was asleep. Secret son of a chambermaid and master, and they sent him into hiding for his schooling and his keep, with the Carlisles and the other lucky bastards. Now his toady tutors fawn and praise the man that he's become, though he's taken to the laudanum and pharaoh. He walks the streets like velvet death, with his daddy's money on his breath, and a shame he cannot shave down in his marrow. When day fades to black, you must not listen to the killer. Pretty voices keep you beautiful and bound. It's a simple, sorry fact that your existence, Preston Miller, is enough to bring this house of evil down. One night upon some drunken dare, he writes his absent sire, saying, Father, I would fain come home to meet thee. And though his worthless friends guffawed the sudden show of fire, another round of bourbon and it's easy. Now this letter finds his father in his tower far away, and the hoary claw that holds it shakes and trembles. Is it grief over a life misspent, or love, or greed, or mere contempt? There's something darker stirring in his temples. When day fades to black, you must not listen to the killer. Pretty voices keep you beautiful and bound. Your existence, Preston Miller, is enough to bring this house of evil down, down, down. A week gone by, he's wakened by a knocking at the door, and he drags himself half wasted to the threshold. It's a message in his father's quill, saying, meet me, sighing, if you will, at the very stroke of midnight in the meadow. Now he has combed his laggard locks, he's hired a comely roan, and he's met his comrade fops around the fountain. And he's bidden each a grand goodbye, and he's cantered off alone to meet his aging father in the mountain. Not listen to the killer. Pretty voices keep you beautiful and bound. That's a simple, sorry fact of your existence, Preston Miller, is enough to bring this house of evil down, down, down. In a trollop's eye, six riders riding madly in the shadows. This morning sailed a ship of fools across the sea of gin, with a blind and grinning reaper at the tiller. And it drove an aging Jacob to his lone and bitter end, and a bullet through the brain of Preston Miller.